Okay, you guys, what's up? It's your girl Dane and Simple. Welcome back to my podcast. I know I haven't been here in a while, but I'm back and I'm ready to attack better than ever. So today I just wanted to do a quick segment on, you know, celebrities, content creators, Instagram influencers, all of these people, YouTube influencers, big YouTube stars, all of these people who have an impact on, I'm not even going to say smaller people, people who don't have access to more things, and, you know, and watch their videos. So, some of my people put me on, shout out to Austin. Austin is so awesome. Shout out to Jazzy J. Shout out to Adillo. All of these people are on TikTok, and they are awesome. Shout out to Baby M. Shout out to Crazy. Shout out to Kool-Aid. Shout out to Mr. Sexy Kneecaps. Shout out to all of these people. I'm sorry if I miss some names. I'm gonna come back and get you. But I wanted to get on this topic because, like, I found it amazing that in a world, you know, the world is such an evil place anyway. People are looking for positivity and people who can be themselves and bring laughter, life, and light into their lives. And I've been looking at some stuff. My boy, shout out to Austin, put me on, I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name, but Nick Avocado. And he's a very disturbing individual. Not just him, it's a bunch of disturbing people to where, especially like on TikTok, they want you to put so much negativity in the world. If you're doing something positive, you know, it's like they try to blackball you and shadow ban you so people won't see your content. So something recently happened to me to where, you know, my content is going up, my followers are going up, but nobody's attending the lives. And that's cool because I like my people, the people that I got. It's easier to remember their names. It's easier to have a conversation with them. And it's easier to filter out the hate. But I'm not understanding why, you know, most people dwell. It's like they dwell and they live for negativity. And I don't want that type of energy into my life. And then as adults or content creators, you all have the next generation watching you. And some of the stuff that y'all are doing, I mean, I can't tell nobody what to do. I can't judge a person on what they're doing. But I know some of this stuff that I'm seeing, I would never allow my child to see this. Like, it's absolutely absurd and crazy. That's just like the new WAP video. Y'all telling young girls it's okay to be hoes and it's okay to show your body and tell your body. But y'all not telling them what comes with this. Y'all not telling them that it's evil people out there lurking and preying on them. And it's enough stuff going on in the world now that so many of us are blindsided and not focused on the bigger picture. We don't even know what's going on. Like, it was a whole bomb that just went off in Lebanon, and people are so easily distracted. All you gotta do is dangle something in their face. They caught up in the matrix. And it's like, if you speak out on it, you're a problem. If you tell the truth, you're a problem. If you're coming from a positive place, you're a problem. And that's why I tell people all the time, like my mom tells me, you have to protect your energy. You have to stay prayed up and protect yourself mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. You got to protect your peace. Because just because you good doesn't mean that everybody is good. Everybody ain't going to be like you. Everybody not going to think like you. Everybody not going to see the same. See things the same way that you see them. And that's when you have to come into your own reality and realization that everybody is not for you. The people that are for you are going to be for you. You're going to attract and manifest the people and the things that you need in your life. Now, regardless of that all being said, I don't claim to be the perfect person. I don't claim to be the best person. I made mistakes and I'm still making mistakes. That's in human nature. But if I don't grow and develop and learn from them mistakes, then I'm no better than the next person. And I don't try to be better than the next person. I'm not trying to be the next person. I'm just trying to be a better version of myself each and every day. And trying not to get caught up in the world. A lot of people don't know what they're here for. A lot of people don't know what's their purpose in life. And, you know, some of this stuff is not cool. A lot of people are poorly miseducated and they don't want to learn. You got access to all of this information right in front of you and you don't want to use it or do nothing with it. You want somebody else to go do the research for you. But if I go do the research for you, I can tell you anything. I can make you believe anything. And that's what's going on with a lot of stuff. The media's manipulating everything and everybody. It's nothing but manipulation tactics. And then you got voting going on when people caught up in so much drama about what rappers doing and what celebrities are doing. Let me tell y'all something. Once again, celebrities are people that are held to a higher standard. They just normal people with access to more stuff. So don't ever feel like, and you know, and I hate people. I ain't gonna say hate. Hate is a strong word. People in the comment section, they always trip me out because they'll go, well, they got more money than you. That's the only argument they can say. They got more money than you. 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 And if that's the only thing you can argue about, but then I feel bad for you. You poorly and sadly miseducated. And you caught up in the matrix. You don't know no better because you don't want to do no better. And then, so you surround yourself with people, like-minded people. You surround yourself with like-minded people that ain't gonna do nothing but weigh you down and bring you down. So I just wanted to talk about that today. Like, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Even though we can't be responsible for other people, we can be responsible for ourselves. So it was nice talking to you, ladies and gents. Once again, it's your girl, Dane and Simple. Follow me on Instagram. It's the same name, Dane_N_Simple. Follow me on TikTok. Go subscribe to my YouTube page. I even have a fans only, but it is strictly for ASMR. You know, like flipping pages and eating food. And it's not like gluten-y food. Every platform I'm on is Dane and Simple. Dane_N_Simple. So you all have a blessed day, and I'm gonna get back up with you all. What's up, you guys? It's your girl Dane and Simple, Dane_N_Simple. So I'm here to discuss a big issue that I just ran across on TikTok. Now there is a white girl who is in a room, it appears to be a bathroom, surrounded by 6 or 7 young black boys. And me being from the South, I already know what that looks like. Everybody else laughing and playing and saying she's innocent and they all are friends. And I'm looking at it like, first of all, where are these boys' parents? Second of all, this isn't cute at all. Third of all, y'all already know what's gonna happen. If that family receives and that girl receives enough scrutiny and backlash, all that girl has to do is say those boys touched her and it is over with for them. I was trying to explain it on my TikTok live. They already banned me from posting my videos. It's cool. That's just going to push me to go harder and stronger and motivate myself and motivate others. I'm not finna sugarcoat nothing. You can put sugar on top of shit and it's still going to be shit. So I'm not going for any of that. So I wanted to get on here and tell y'all, like, young kids, especially young black men, be careful. Be careful. You all don't think before you do stuff. There is no way you could try to flip it and say they were just joking and playing on that video. Then she got on short shorts that's all the way up her butt. And then this song is playing saying, let's have a sex talk. I can take your nigga, you a white girl, and this song is playing and you mouthing the words saying that it's just a dance. You knew what you were doing when you put it up there, but unfortunately for those young brothers, and I say young ignorant ass brothers, they weren't thinking and they probably can't comprehend what's going on. And if they receive enough backlash, it's already enough targets on black men's back. And then y'all go do something else stupid like this. She ain't gonna get in trouble or none of that. You all will. You all will. People gonna look at y'all side. I'm from the South, so I know. Imagine 6 black boys riding in a car with 1 white girl. All y'all going to jail. And then they gonna coerce her to say, yeah, I touched her, did something to her. The same thing that I'm seeing in this video. If something go left or she gets bullied enough into committing suicide, not saying it's gonna happen or something happens, then what y'all think she gonna do? She gonna go along with her family. She gonna play along with whatever they tell her to do. Y'all have seen it so much throughout history, so much throughout time, and yet y'all still continue to make the same dumb, stupid decisions. And then wonder, well, what did I do? I should have never did this. You weren't thinking. A lot of y'all don't think before you act. This video is not cool. This video is not cute. You know, they can ban me from TikTok or whatever. I'm going to get on something else to have a platform and speak my opinion. So whenever y'all get a chance, I can't even think of the girl's name because I got banned off of there so quick. It's a video on TikTok to where she's surrounded by like 6 young black boys in a bathroom, it appears. All in the comment section, they saying the girl is about to get ran a train on. Me being a mom and being from the South, I'm thinking logical, like, well, if that girl says they touch her, all of them going to jail. All of them losing their scholarships if they have them. All of them going to have this black scar on them for the rest of their life. So younger generation, think before you act.